Well, hey, everybody, as we are starting a new year, I want to wish you a happy new year and welcome you to the Park Ridge Presbyterian Church online service. My name is Josh Erickson, and I'm one of the pastors of this church, and I'm so excited to be sharing with you today. So as a part of this new series we're launching today, we're going to be looking at what it means to extend radical hospitality that is rooted in Christ for us today. And what I'm going to tell you about today is how Jesus did it, and what that means for us as we try to live out the way of Jesus in our world today. So I think the year 2025 is going to be complicated. And I think that because life is complicated. Life's not getting more easy or more simple. It's getting more complex and more complicated. But I'm guessing that 2025 is going to bring some complications for all of us that we are maybe expecting and some that we can't expect. And one of the ways that 2025 is going to be complicated is that front and center in many conversations is going to be this question of how do we welcome people into our lives, into our families, into our church, maybe even into our country that are different than us. This is going to be a topic that is front and center. And as followers of Jesus, we need to be looking at this from the way that Jesus would want us to look at it. Now, if you're a follower of Jesus, this is part of what it means to welcome people and include people, to extend radical hospitality. And if you're a follower of Jesus, it's rooted in Christ's call and example for us. Now, we want to make sure that we're looking at this and thinking about this and then living it out in a way that Jesus wants us to. And what's lucky for us is that Jesus was very clear on what this looks like in many ways for us. It's actually one of the hallmarks of what made Jesus so different and what makes him so attractive and worth following, even for us 2,000 years later. Now, to say we are going to have radical hospitality that's rooted in Christ is to say that we want to live in a way that is noteworthy and different from the people around us. To say that's radical is just to say that it's exceptional and something people will notice. And hospitality is the sense of welcoming and including people in our lives, and like I said, perhaps in our church, and perhaps in our country as well. And we want to do this like Jesus did it. Now, Jesus gives a beautiful and prime example of what this looks like, and we get this story shared with us in the Gospel of Matthew. That's one of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, at the very beginning of the New Testament. Jesus was going about his business, and he was doing his business as he was, you know, teaching and leading people. And it says that he was walking around one day in a region where he lived, and he recruited a new follower. Now, this new follower was a guy named Matthew. We want to think that it's the same person that wrote the Gospel of Matthew, but they're actually probably different people. Now, what's unique about Matthew was his profession, and he was a tax collector. Now, when we hear tax collector, we think of someone who is like works for the IRS, and it says that he was sitting in a tax booth, so we think like they used to have tolls collectors on their toll road. But what we need to remember is that a tax collector back then was a collaborator with the Roman Empire. So he was an enemy of pretty much everybody else, and the way he made his living as a tax collector was to extort money from the people as they were paying their taxes. This is the system they had set up. It was corrupt, and it was not good. But what it meant is that anybody who associated with these tax collectors were seen as being friendly to the enemy, friendly to the empire. And that was a no-no if you were supposed to be a good Jewish person, let alone a good Jewish leader or rabbi of the day. But instead of leaving him alone, Jesus calls to Matthew and he asks him to follow him and to be one of his disciples. But it doesn't stop there. Jesus then went on to go home with Matthew. He then proceeded to have dinner, to eat, to have fellowship with Matthew's friends that are known as tax collectors and sinners in the scripture here. Now, tax collectors, we've already talked about. Sinner here is a euphemism for prostitute. Now, again, not a profession that anybody who was supposed to be a good religious person was to associate with. It wasn't a good thing back then, just like it's not a good thing now. Now, we need to remember that Jesus did this with not only himself, but his first four followers as well, Simon, Andrew, James, and John. He had four disciples already at this point of his journey. He recruited his fifth, and he was getting some attention. Now, what I find interesting is that word seemingly got out about Jesus having this fellowship time, this hospitality with these people, and the Pharisees, one of the religious groups, got wind of it and apparently came to watch it or check it out. And they started to mock Jesus a little bit. In fact, actually, they then got on the side and were trying to talk to his disciples and ask them, why does he eat with them? Why does this seemingly otherwise good religious leader sit with the sinners and the tax collectors? Now, whether Jesus overheard them directly or not, he heard that they were asking this question. And what he reminds them is that somebody has come to help the people who are sick and not the well. Jesus says, as recorded in the Gospel of Matthew, I came to heal the sick, not to try to be with the well. Jesus is pointing out that he was here to do something different. The Pharisees didn't like this, and Jesus went further to explain to them that he desires mercy and not sacrifice. Meaning that the way that he was going to do things was not going to be the method of sacrifice like they wanted, but rather to bring mercy and forgiveness and inclusion to the people who needed it the most. Now, when Jesus teaches this and when Jesus continues to live this out, and then when we hear about it, I hope that as followers of Jesus, that we are inspired to live out that action, to live out that teaching and to live out the example that Jesus gives for us. And when we do that, we extend radical hospitality that people need in our world today. Now, when we think about this, this means that there are people in our lives who we have an opportunity to help. It means that we need to think about this individually, we need to think about this as a church, and we need to think about how we have an impact as we try to bring God's love and peace and a sense of God's presence to people who need it the most. Now, when we think about what this looks like for us as individuals, we need to think about what we can do at the age and the stage that we're in our lives to extend this kind of welcome and inclusion to the people that are really in our lives. Maybe you're going to have a sense that there's a group of people you want to make an impact on in our world today. You can do that. Figure out what that looks like for you. If you need help with that, let us know. That will be one way that you extend the welcome and love and inclusion to the people that need it. Now, we need to continue to think about this as a church as well. We need to think about what can we do collectively to extend this kind of radical hospitality in our ministry as a church. And I'm happy to share with you that I think we do a really good job of this in many ways. That's why we celebrate and lift up so many of our mission partners and mission relationships and mission opportunities, is because through those partnerships, we are all making a difference in helping people who need to be helped in our complicated world today. If you are struggling like I do sometimes to think about how can I make a difference with these people and help these people, partnering with our mission partners through our ministry together is one of the things that you can celebrate and lift up. It's why we continue to devote the money we do in our budget and in our ministry, is because we need to equip and resource the people that are doing some of this frontline work. And the other thing I want to just lift up that I don't talk about very often is I just want to remind us that we are part of a national denomination who is doing very important peacemaking work and justice work both here and advocacy around the world. As a part of the Presbyterian Church USA denomination, one of the things that you get from being in a denomination is that you have a network of people that are working around the world to help the world become a more hospitable, more just, and more equitable world for all people. So sometimes we can lean into the fact that we're doing work all together in this way that helps us remember that we are trying to solve some of the biggest problems the world has through the lens of people who are rooted in Jesus. And that makes a big difference in our world. So we're making a difference in that way. So as we try to figure out what it looks like to be radically hospitable, welcoming and including people in our lives, especially in this complicated year that we have, I just want us to begin by having this story of Jesus as a rooting point for us, as a sort of a story that maybe we can ponder for the whole year. Not that we're going to stay on this story together, but one that we can remember and hold up, to remember that Jesus came to heal the sick, that Jesus came to bring mercy. And if Jesus came to heal the sick and to bring mercy, then as a follower of Jesus, that's what we're called to do as well. There's a lot of ways we can do that, and there's a lot of ways that God will work through us. But remember, we're here to help people be healed and to bring mercy. That's what Jesus did, and that's what we're going to do, and that's what God wants you to do. Would you please pray with me? Holy God, as we start a new year, we give you thanks for the year of 2024, and we offer to you the year of 2025 as an offering of our time and our future. God, we ask that you help us to be people who are truly hospitable, truly welcome and include the people that are needing of healing and mercy. God, help us to remember that we are also people who need healing and need mercy as well. That as we seek to be people who are a blessing, we only can do so because you have given us grace and you have given us so much already. God, help us to be people that bring forward a sense of welcome and inclusion in all that we do in this year and in all of our years to come. We pray this in your name. Amen.